From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Joe Lieberman and Wesley Clark want to be in the White House, but they don't want to be in the Iowa caucuses in order to get there. We'll have analysis of their decision from Slate's founding editor, Michael Kinsley. He joins us regularly on Mondays. But our lead story today concerns the present occupant of the White House, President Bush. He's at the meeting on Asian-Pacific economic cooperation in Thailand. Issues on the agenda include fighting terrorism, reviving the World Trade Organization talks, the WTO, China's economic development, and nuclear weapons in North Korea. Here with us to talk about progress at the summit is the Financial Times correspondent Amy Kasman. She's based in Bangkok. Amy, President Bush today condemned comments last week by the Malaysian Prime Minister Mohamed Mahathir about Jews ruling the world. What's been the reaction there?
Most people in Asia haven't yet heard Bush's condemnation of Mr. Mahathir's comments. However, I think many Asians won't be particularly surprised. Mr. Mahathir has attacked Jews in the past. He blamed, for example, the financier George Soros for his role in triggering the Asian crisis. So I think that many Asians wouldn't be that surprised by the comments. They probably won't be surprised by Mr. Bush's reaction to the comments. And I think most Asian leaders here are not really eager to focus on this, which is a divisive issue. I think they're more eager to keep the eye on the ball on the issues of the region's economic development and counterterrorism. I think that there haven't been many comments by any of the Asian leaders on what Mahathir had said.
There have been comments today on North Korea and its nuclear weapons program. Earlier today, Korean President No and President Bush both said they hoped that North Korea wouldn't do anything to kind of destabilize things as these talks go on about ending North Korea's development of nuclear weapons. Shortly after that, the North Koreans test-fired a missile. So I don't know. Where does that leave things?
The North Koreans often fire missiles as some kind of a warning, but I think that President Bush and President No may have had other concerns in mind. The North Koreans had been threatening to demonstrate that they have a nuclear deterrent, which is more serious than firing a missile. In fact, the Japanese downplayed the firing of the missile, saying that it was a relatively routine missile. I think there's greater concern that North Korea may be heading towards some kind of actual test or demonstration of its nuclear weapons capability. I think that's the kind of thing that the region would find very destabilizing and would definitely raise anxieties. And I think that's the kind of thing that the South Korean president, the U.S. president, and other countries in the region are hoping will be averted.
So there's been talk about terrorism, missiles. What about basic talk about free trade, economic conditions?
Well, clearly one of the top agenda items of this meeting is how to revive the stalled WTO talks after the failure at Cancun. The U.S. is coming up pretty upbeat. They believe that they've persuaded all the 21 members of this region, the Asia-Pacific region, to line up behind a resumption of the negotiations based on where the talks had left off after Cancun. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Zoellick feels that they've come out of this meeting with a strong endorsement of starting the negotiations, picking up where they left off. Although Mr. Mahathir has called for the entire work of the Cancun summit to be scrapped and a new negotiating agenda to be charted out by developing countries, but he seems to be rather isolated on that issue.
Financial Times correspondent Amy Kasman in Bangkok. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.